This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. In a few minutes, a look at Democratic presidential candidate Howard Dean's new autobiography. First, though, all across the country, many children who get arrested go to adult jail. The kids are sometimes really dangerous, but the jails can be even worse. In Los Angeles this week, some youths are being moved out of a men's facility after a public outcry. Critics argue that conditions in many adult jails are simply too harsh for a child under 18. Day to Day's Madeline Brand reports.
No one seems to know just how long the juveniles were being sent to the Men's Central Jail in Los Angeles, but it was for at least 15 years, and at any given time, up to 44 kids were there awaiting trial, accused of such serious crimes they were charged as adults. Chuck Jackson is the corrections chief for the L.A. County Sheriff's Department.
The majority of them, or a good percentage of them, are in fact gang members, some of them from rival gangs. They don't get along, and this is not just a little social group. Not too long ago, I looked down one half of the module, there were 20 juveniles housed on that side. 11 out of the 20 were in there for first-degree murder.
But while they can be in the same facility as adults, juveniles are not allowed to have any contact with adults. They must be kept out of sight and sound. And so the young men at the men's jail are kept in their own unit in solitary confinement for up to 23 and a half hours a day. Corrections officials say it's for their own protection from the adults, but 15-year-old Joey, who didn't want to give his last name, said it was more like punishment. He spent 5 months in the men's jail.
My cell was 4 feet wide and about 8 feet back. My bed's about like 4 feet tall. On your left side is your toilet and your sink. And they give you one blanket, one sheet, and that's it. That's all they give you. You don't see no sunlight. You don't have contact visits. You don't come outside. You get books sometimes when the teacher comes. He'll give you books sometimes if you ask him if he got any.
If he has any?
Yeah.
So how would he teach you?
You just come to our cells and just ask us, oh, what do we want? You know, mainly he'll give what we want, and I'll ask him, like, oh, I can want math, ask for algebra or whatever.
So you would have to ask him what you wanted to learn?
Yeah.
So if you didn't ask, you wouldn't get a lesson?
You wouldn't do nothing. You just stay in your cell all day. Sleep, when then you'd even get tired of sleeping all day.
After 5 months, Joey was cleared of any wrongdoing. He declined to say what he was accused of. He's now trying to finish high school. The LA Board of Supervisors recently agreed that the conditions at the men's jail are unacceptable for minors, and the board earmarked more than $1 million to move the prisoners to the California Youth Authority, where they'll be able to take classes, exercise, and socialize. That was done after protests by activists like Javier Starring, who counsels young prisoners.
I visited at least 12 state prisons. And the conditions at Men's Central Jail are worse than any place I've ever been to. There are adult people being accused of murder, attempt murder. They're allowed to socialize with other inmates. They're allowed to be out, you know, walking around out of their cells in jail. So in this case, it was just because of their age that they are being treated in this terrible way.
With more juveniles being charged as adults these days, most states have kids in adult jails, says Mike Dale, an expert on juvenile corrections at Nova Southeastern Law School in Florida. Dale says nearly everyone agrees that no matter what they're charged with, juveniles should not be locked up in adult jails.
The folks who are operating the adult jail are focused on adult offenders, and those adult offenders are different, and good corrections people will tell you that. That they don't want the kids because it is so difficult and because their support services are not focused on the kids.
So if they don't want them, then why are they there?
Because it's politically expedient, because it's cheaper, because politicians want it to be that way.
Dale says the Los Angeles Board of Supervisors should be commended for providing the funding to transfer juveniles out of the men's jail, but it's unclear how many juveniles will actually leave. Those about to turn 18 will be kept there. Those who are sentenced to just a year will also remain there. And judges have the final say on where the rest will go. So far, two young men were deemed too dangerous to be sent elsewhere. So absent any state legislation, judges, who are elected, will continue to send the juveniles they consider to be the worst of the worst to solitary confinement in the men's jail. For Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand.